Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little 38 special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out our video right there on the homepage. This week is about pipelines, sales pipelines. My idea of it's called the Blasingame's Law of Sales Pipelines. No pretension there at all, right? And so check it out. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. All the other things that are there. Steve Beeman is our guest, folks. He's our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the founder and the chairman of the Steve Beeman Group, legendary Wall Street guy, legendary money manager. Steve, you spent a lot of years around and associated with the investment world. One of the things that I've been making an observation about for the last 5 years, really, 5 to 6 years, before 2008, was that the incompetence in Washington and digital greed on Wall Street and collusion between the two were the greatest danger to America. What do you think?
I fully agree with you. I've referred to it before as an unholy alliance, and I think it is. When you get Washington in bed with Wall Street, they simply survive to take resources from the population. And their interests do not align with ours.
And they're not just casually bumping into each other. I mean, it's almost like they get together and have planning meetings, it seems to me. What do you think?
Well, they have a certain shared agenda. When you talk about a government borrowing $100 billion a month and Wall Street selling that bond, there's a lot of money floating between the two. And you can just see it with Tim Geithner coming out of Goldman. I mean, the incestuous nature of Washington and Wall Street is visible and blatant. Now, with that said, I know a lot of these people personally, and what you find is individually they're well-intentioned people.
Yeah.
But when you aggregate it up into a group of people, even though it's not a stated agenda, the outcome of the agenda is to really, really take resources from the middle American
folks,
and small business suffers the brunt of that.
Well, that's exactly right. And Steve, so let me ask you a question. I'm convinced 100% that as it currently is structured, America cannot long stand. Now, at least America that we know and that we've all loved, can this be reversed? Is it too far? Has the tipping point happened, or can this be reversed?
Well, I run a live seminar program. It's kind of a live stage show called Arming America, and it's all about painting the picture of where we really are today with our debts, our deficits, and our structures. And to your point, that cannot sustain. But the second half of the show is about solutions to that problem, and I believe it can. I believe we can recapture the greatness of America. I believe we can get our controls around Washington. I believe we can do this. But it takes empowering everybody in our nation with the knowledge they need to build individual lives. And do as John Kennedy said, ask not what the country can do for you, but ask what you can do
for the
country. And the number one thing is to not be dependent on it.
So the solution then is going to have to come from Main Street. It can't come from Pennsylvania Avenue. It can't come from Wall Street. It's got to come from Main Street.
Or Washington. And the people in Washington, there's a reason you have single-digit approval ratings of Congress. Congress does not have the interest of the American people at heart. They have the interest of getting reelected
at
heart. You can't blame them. That's their job.
That's the political class.
It's the way it works. And so I understand it. If you understand it, you can deal with it. So I'm all about empowering folks with that knowledge so that, to your point, from the bottom up, from Main Street up, we can transform a nation.
Back to Wall Street, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked other financial experts. Does the private investor, the small retail investor, have any kind of a chance in investing in the stock market these days? And I use the word investing. I intentionally didn't say trading.
I will say, contrary to popular opinion, I think they do, and I think that there are ways if people want to use their retained capital to make investments in public companies, they can make money. The problem that we see, though, and I've seen it time and time again, is people go into the stock market without knowledge of what they're really doing. and they go in and they listen to a friend or they listen to an advisor who doesn't really understand the game, and so they get hurt. It's not that the market's structured against them, it's that their knowledge is structured against them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just seems to me, Steve, that if you're an investor, not a trader, it seems to me that the entire stock market, the whole complex, the whole Wall Street complex, is designed for the benefit of traders. If you watch CNBC, you almost never hear the word invest anymore. You rarely hear the word investor. It's all about trading. And that makes me think that the investors are not going to get a fair shake.
Well, they've been saying that for many, many years. If you look at the extremes where you have George Soros and his trading on one end, or you have Warren Buffett on the other end, who is a very deep value investor, people can still do that. They just need to understand it, and they need to never waver from their core investment beliefs.
Right. Well, I agree with that. But the old days of buy and hold are gone, though, aren't they?
Well, I think that you have to just differentiate what you are. What happens, and I see this, again, time and time again, is people buy a stock because, well, let me give you an example. I said to somebody recently, they said, I'm going to sell my gold. And I said, well, why did you buy the gold? They said, because I think the U.S. is coming to an end, and I think the dollar's going to collapse. I said, well, then why did you sell it? Because it was up 20%. What they're doing is mixing motives.
Right.
And investors need to learn. If you're an investor, you're buying an interest in a company for a long time. You're not. If it goes down, you buy more of it if
right.
you believe in the company.
Right.
But don't mix your motives.
Steve, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Anytime you want. I love your audience, and I love what you're doing there, so anytime it would be my honor.
Thank you. Steve Beamon, ladies and gentlemen, stevebeamongroup.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.